This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I want to wish each one of you on this Christmas Eve a blessed Christmas, a time to be with Jesus, a time to love people, a time to visit people and visit them with love. But our love comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. He was born to die. The only child in the world that was born to die is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gave his life for you, for you, for you. And if you were the only one, he would have done it for you. But thanks be to God, he has been raised from the dead, and he has plans for your life. You might say, what plans? I tell you, give yourself to Jesus and ask him, I want your plans, the plans you have for my life. I want your plans. Please, Jesus, give me your plans. You see, God wants to do something for you, with you, and in you. On this Christmas Eve, God tells you through my voice, I have plans for you. Oh, yes, I have plans for you. We need to have the plans of God and not the plans of men and women. We need to do as the Lord shows us what to do day by day. We need to be encouraged by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you see, when I call people on the phone and they do not answer and I get an answering machine, I pray for them, because then there'll be a recorded prayer and they might be touched by the risen Lord. You see, everything is an opportunity to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Christmas Eve is a great opportunity to bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people. You see, people who live in the world are living in the darkness. The only light of the world is Jesus Christ and the people who have surrendered their lives to him. That's the only light that is in the world. And that light is the gift of God for us. You see, faith, truth, and love come through Jesus Christ. I tell you, I do not want Christmas gifts this year. I want Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. I want a greater experience of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do not need money. I do not need more shirts or more this or more that. But I will tell you, I am in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. And my need is the need of all people. Every person hearing my voice has a great need for the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person, you might be so far from God, but you have a need for Jesus Christ. I'm naming the need that you have. And it's so simple to give your life to him that it's his birthday, but it becomes your new birth as you give your life to Jesus. He says, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and dine with them. I tell you, he is wonderful. He is marvelous. He has plans for your life. This is the darkest time of the year. But I tell you, during the darkest time of the year, Jesus is born and wants to be born in you. During the darkest time of the year, Jesus has plans for you. I know this to be true because the Word of God tells me, and especially people who have been experiencing a dead-end street. I tell you, Jesus is there for you and wants to turn you around and to give you direction in your life. How do I receive direction? Here I am, Lord. I need your direction. Show me step by step what you want me to do. Oh, it was in 1974 when I was praying for direction, and I drove by St. John's Seminary. It was a Sunday morning or afternoon. And what happened as I drove by St. John's Seminary, the Lord said, I want you to come and make an application. So I said to the Lord, I don't think this is God, because tomorrow is Monday, and I've been working as a substitute teacher, and they always call me on Monday. So if they don't call me, I'll come and I'll make an application. Well, guess what? No one called me. And I made the application. And I gave myself to Jesus as a seminarian to do his will as a seminarian. And you know what? I enjoyed the 5 years that I was there in Brighton at St. John's Seminary. I was blessed and I was used as a blessing. I want to always be used as a blessing, because without blessing, people do not see God. We need to be blessings to people. We need to be blessings to people. You are called not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing to people. You might say, how do I do that? Lord, send me one person that I can be a blessing to at this Christmas time. Send me one person that I could give love to that never receives love during the year. Send me one person only, that I could listen to what they have to say, because maybe no one ever listens to them. I've prayed that prayer, send me one person, and you know what? It's always answered. It's always answered. God hears and answers prayer. Now it's up to us to want that one person. It's up to us to want to give to that one person hope, peace, love, joy, whatever they need. You might say, but I have needs too. That's right. So don't I. But you know what? When I am the neediest of the neediest, I do the best broadcasts because I am desperate for Jesus. That's real. I share this with you on the feast of the eve of Christmas. Christmas Eve, are you ready for his birth? Are you ready to give him not only your time, but your life? This is the time to give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, now, now. No matter what I'm going through, even if I've been so far from him for years and years and years, this is the time to come back and say, Jesus, I surrender. Jesus, I'm desperate for you. You know, that's a wonderful prayer to give. I'm desperate for you. Do you know Father Tom is desperate for Jesus? Every day, every week, every month, every year. I'm desperate for Jesus. And he says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing, that's you, of what he has given me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. This is Christmas Eve. What are you going to give to Jesus for his birthday? I tell you, my gift to Jesus is my broken heart, the heart that tries to love, the heart that has been hurt, the heart that has been broken, and the heart that has been healed. I tell you, the only thing I can give to Jesus is myself. Not only on Christmas, but on St. Stephen's Day, the day after Christmas, and every day until forever, my life I give to Jesus so that I can do his will and so that I can be his servant. Oh, yes, I delight in being the servant of the Lord. I delight when people come to me and hear the gospel message that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son not to cast out hatred upon the world, but to save the world. For the world was saved through Jesus Christ, crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. Oh, yes, the world as a savior. As a matter of fact, Christmas is all about the birth of a savior. For unto you, shepherds, in the city of David is born a savior who is Christ the Lord. I tell you, only drowning men and women need a savior. I am in need of a savior. Without my savior, I have no life. I remember going to a monastery of Franciscan nuns, and I met with one beautiful sister, and she said, you know, I gave my life to Jesus. I needed a savior, and he took my life. And he is my savior. He is my Lord. She gave her life to Jesus because she needed a savior. Do you know today on Christmas Eve that you need a savior? Do you know today that you're in an ocean drowning and you need a savior? Do you know today that the sins that have been sticking on you are calling out, but Jesus is calling louder? Here I am. I am your savior. Do you know that the only thing you need to do is to say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, save me. Heal me. Forgive me. Oh, yes, we have a sacrament called penance. When people come, even me, because I need to ask forgiveness too, and they pray in the name of Jesus, and they pour out their hearts that their sins that they have committed would be forgiven. Remember what Jesus said in the 20th chapter of St. John to the apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven, whose sins you retain shall be retained. We have that wonderful sacrament where people unload their sins at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. That wonderful sacrament called penance or confession, where people unload their sins at the cross of Jesus Christ. This is real. This is so real. Unfortunately, so many people have disregarded the sacrament of confession. And you know what's happened? Psychiatrists have gained money after money because they hear the troubles of the people. Now, I am not against psychiatry. I have gone to a wonderful, wonderful psychiatrist, and he is wonderful, but he couldn't forgive my sins. He had no power to forgive my sins. But I tell you, our Lord Jesus Christ has given the priest the power to forgive sins. Oh, yes, that is real. That is most real. The power to forgive sins to the repentant sinner. But always to remember that the priest who forgives sins is a sinner that's been saved by grace. Oh, yes. You see, I can only do for people what God wants me to do and what the church calls me to do. And that is to bring forgiveness into the lives of men, women, and children. You know, as I said, when confessions and the sacrament of penance took a deep dive, psychiatry and psychology became famous. I'm not saying you don't go to doctors. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the doctor can't forgive your sins. That's what I'm saying. But Jesus said to his apostles, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. I know that to be true. I know that in times of my life, when I was terribly in sin, I needed to go to confession. I needed to pour out my broken heart to God and to the church. And I always left unburdened. I always left lighthearted. Now, I listen to people who come to me to ask forgiveness. You see, they can only come to a sinner who has been saved by grace, and they ask forgiveness from the sinner who has been saved by grace. That's me. Oh, yes. I will listen to confessions any place I go. I remember the day of my ordination. One friend of mine came up to me and said, "Father, I want to go to confession." The first day, and I heard the person's confession, and with the power of God and the power of the church, I gave the person absolution, and she became a new person, a blessed person, a filled person. You see, Jesus said to the apostles, "Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained." We believe that. I believe that. I believe that Jesus gave the church the ability to bring people to forgiveness through the blood that was shed on the cross. Oh, yes. St. Catherine of Siena, when she go to confession, would say, "I'm going under the blood," because the blood of Jesus saves us from sin, cancels our sins to the root. Oh, it's all about the blood of Jesus. You know, during this Christmas time, we think that 8 days or 7 days after the birth of Jesus, he was circumcised. That blood of circumcision was enough to bring forgiveness and salvation to the world. But Jesus didn't want that to be. He wanted to be that sacrifice on the cross, that when he was lifted up, he would draw all men, women, and children unto himself. Yes, he was born to die. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born to die. I do not know any baby born to die. Every baby born is born to live, but the baby Jesus was born to die and to conquer death through his death, burial, and resurrection. Oh, these days of Christmas, the gospel needs to be proclaimed that Jesus Christ has died for sinners and wants to give sinners a new life filled with grace. That's what it's all about. Especially at Christmas, people's hearts at Christmas seem to be more open than any other time. And so what do? We confess our sins to the church. We receive absolution. We receive penance. And we come out feeling like we can fly because all my sins have been forgiven. For he said, whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. Oh, yes. So many times I personally have gone to confession burdened. And when I left the sacrament, no burden was there, only a lightness of heart. That's real. Oh, yes. So, Father Tom, do you go to confession too? Of course. I'm waiting for Father Sebastian to come home from India so I can make a good confession. I'm waiting for Father Sebastian to come home from India so that I could make a good confession. I need to do it. He's my confessor. I go only to him right now. Only to him. Because he knows me. And he can help me. Because he can see things in the spirit as God leads him to see things. You see, I want to tell you, Christmas is all about salvation. For unto us in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born a Savior. Only drowning men and women are in need of a Savior. When you are drowning in sin and darkness, you need a Savior. And Jesus says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject. That's you. Oh, confess your sins. Get rid of them. Receive absolution from God and from his church. Confess your sins. Tell it all out. Do not carry anything back. Give it all up. Say it to the nth degree and to the best of your ability so that you walk out of the confessional free, free for freedom. Christ has set you free. Do not commit yourself to a yoke of slavery anymore. Free, free, for Christ has set you free. Oh, yes, he set you free. That baby was born to die and bleed to set you free. To set you free, free indeed. May you receive the forgiveness and freedom of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.